You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Hour of the week, what a week it has been. And I actually had a university president send me a note today at a prominent school asking me this question. What's happened to Legend? The president said he missed hearing from Legend. So now in the span of what? A couple of months, we had an archbishop from the Vatican talking about Legend and a university president. Who will be next? Maybe the president. Legend is next.
President Legend. Boy, that's a thing with it, Pop. First thing I'm doing, we're taking Fridays off, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody getting Fridays off. We ain't working for 4 days, baby. That's the first thing I'm doing. Then I'm firing everybody, Democrats and Republicans. Woo! Give it back to the people, Paul. Give it back to the people. I love you, brother. I've been missing you, man. I've been doing a lot of work, man. How you been doing?
Legend, been great. I don't know. I'm afraid to ask where you've been, but I'm glad you're back.
Paul, you couldn't guess it if I gave you 1,000 guesses, but I'll give you one. Take a guess.
You went to Italy with Nick Saban.
I've been in culinary school learning to be a chef.
Oh, my goodness. No, I could not have guessed that.
You would have guessed it in 1,000 years. You know, Paul, the great Pete Spackman, who runs the great ministry, the Dullum House in Wetumpka, Alabama, he told me one time, he said, Legend, if you'll judge yourself, other people won't have to judge you. And about a month ago, I decided to kick back, release everything I've been doing in life. Unfortunately, that included 4 hours a day with the great Paul Feinbaum. And just take a look at myself, and I decided I wanted to take a new route and become a cook. And because I know a couple producers from Hell's Kitchen, my goal in life is to get cussed out by Gordon Ramsay, Paul. You know, I've been a preacher. I've been a newspaper man. I have my own radio show one time. And now I want to become a chef, Paul. It's just a great thing about living, man. You can always do something new, you know. And I was looking for something new and kind of got into it. But let's get back to sports, Paul. I want to say a few things if I could. And, yes, I'm going to be Chef Legend, and one day I'll cook for you. I know some people say, that's crazy. But, hell, I'm crazy, but I love life. But let's get down to some football. Paul, this 8-game schedule, do you like it? What's your opinion of it? Do you like it?
No, I don't.
Let me say right here, I'm glad you said that. It's an insult. It's an insult. We are the greatest damn conference in the nation. And we just added 2 blue bloods. That's right, blue bloods. And Kenneth was right. Georgia ain't a blue blood. But in my mind, Texas and Oklahoma is. We just added 2 historical blue bloods to a conference and made it the greatest conference, a super conference, Paul. A super conference. And we didn't do the one thing we needed to do, and that's play each other more and give the fans what they really want. Alabama against Texas, Alabama against Oklahoma, and stop all this bull crap about Alabama against Ball State and Alabama against Middle Tennessee State. Am I right or am I wrong, Paul? Give me a damn amen. Am I right or am I wrong?
Amen, Chef.
Let me whip you up a bill. Let me tell you, Paul, it's a disgrace. It's a damn disgrace. It should have been 9 games. All you're going to end up with, Paul, is a bunch of teams with a 6-2 record. You're going to end up with a half dozen teams with a 6-2 record. Then what do you do then? You should have went to 9 games. I heard yesterday you had the guy coming out of Destin. What was his name? Brett Michaels, Brett something that came out of the meeting at 5:30. What was his name?
Was that McMurphy?
Yeah, I called him Brett Michaels. All right, Brett. Every rose does have a thorn, and the SEC definitely has. But he said that there were coaches that didn't want to play 9 games because they was worried about winning 6 games. Is that what I heard him say, Paul?
I believe you're right.
Well, get the hell out of the conference if you can't win 6 games in the SEC. Let me tell you something. If they hire a coach at Missouri and he wins 5 games, they're going to keep him a second season. If they win 5 games again, they're going to keep him another season. If he can't win 5 games a third season, then get the hell out of town and go to the Big East or something and coach. You don't belong in the SEC. It's a damn disgrace, Paul. And as the fans, we have to suffer for it. I have to watch Alabama favorite by 49.5. You know how hard that is to pick, Paul? You know how hard a game that is to pick? Come on and give the fans what they want. Quit all this bull crap about talking about we the super conference. We the greatest conference in the world. And we have every week. Georgia's played a 3A high school team this year. Their schedule's so pathetic. They should put their head down. Every time they look at somebody, they should put their head down. They'll be a champion and have a pathetic schedule like that. It's a disgrace, Georgia. It's a damn disgrace. And Greg Sankey and the SEC need to wake the hell up and move this thing immediately to 9 games. There's a reason that professional seasons are an odd number. Baseball plays 161. There's a reason mathematically in sports an odd number always equals out better than an even number in a schedule. Wake the hell up, SEC. As fans, we are sick of seeing all these pathetic-ass games that we have to watch every Saturday and pay for at a ridiculous rate when we want to see the big dog. If you want to be a big dog, SEC, if you want to be the super conference, play each other and forget all this other bullcrap and be the super conference that you claim to be. If you're not going to do it, miss me with all your super conference BS, Greg Sankey. Miss me with it. Well, I'm back, Pop. Woo! I'm back from the hell, baby. I'm back. I'm back. Woo! I'm back, baby. I'm back. Wake the hell up, SEC. Wake the hell up. Love you, Paul. Put that black hat on, Kenneth. I like that. Georgia ain't no damn blue blood. They are damn yellow blood. They are fake. You talking about they new money, Paul? I'm going to tell you what they are. They counterfeit money. Woo! That's what they are, counterfeit money. Elvis has left the building.
JK is up next.
Yeah, now that we're finished with Chef Boy R. Doodoo, let me give you my 2 cents. He keeps on talking about what he wants to see and what Bama should do and what they shouldn't do. I didn't see Nick disapprove of none of those Saturdays he had to play Southern Miss and Austin Peay and New Mexico State. I didn't see Nick complain about that. He need those easy wins. But check this out, Paul. It ain't that he's afraid to play a 9-game SEC schedule. What he's afraid of is playing LSU, Auburn, and Tennessee every year, and all of a sudden Georgia pops up out of the ground and he has to face them as well. I don't understand what his logic is. On one week, he wants a 9-game SEC schedule. And the next week, no, he don't want to play a 9-game. So which is it? I think he's losing it. I really do. I think Nick Saban is losing it, just like I told you last year. And I predicted they wouldn't win the West and they wouldn't go into the playoffs. When Alabama goes 8-4, Nick Saban will be on that plane looking back and waving goodbye. So, Legend, you can do all the laughing you want to, and you can come up with all kind of recipes with your new job. But the legacy is over with. I keep trying to tell you, y'all in denial, you stay in denial. It's over for Alabama. And that guy, I think his name was Big Lou, he said he's looking forward to Alabama going 15-0 and being the national champion this year. Big Lou, I got a message for you, my guy. You better go see the eye doctor, because you probably going to wind up cross-eyed. You probably going to have pink eye, and you're not going to see that. You're going to need a microscope. You're going to need I don't know what you're going to need. You're not going to see that this year. So put your sign down, baby. The Alabama legacy is over with. And guess what? James Brown has left the building.
Larry, you agree? Alabama's, it's done? A decaying program, according to Michael Bratton? Or J.K. says it's over? What about you?
I don't pay no attention to FKJK, man. I don't pay no attention to him. He's just babbling that same stuff. If you recorded one call, he wouldn't even have to call in every day. He could just play that call. I mean, he says that he don't even know, I guess, his team is number 5 in recruiting and number 1 in ACC. Hell, I know more about his team than he does. And as far as Legend, you're talking about a president. Oh, you blow more smoke than a bunch of Indian chiefs at a peace pipe competition. Ain't nobody called about Legend, no president. I mean, I had to turn my radio off. And you think I'd let him handle my food after he picks his nose and scratches his ass? Hell no. Alabama's going to roll, and that's the way we're going to do it. We have right now, and I'm going to say this, if we don't get in the playoffs and win a championship, it'll be the coach's fault. We got the best recruit, better than Georgia. We've been ripping players off from Georgia. We've been ripping them off from LSU. I mean, I'm just telling you, we going to roll. And, no, I'm glad to have you back, Paul. I ain't had nobody to scream at, and I don't know how long.
Larry, we're glad to have you back, too. I hope you're feeling well. We're up against the break. We have a lot to do here in the final 45 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Alan, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Oh, hey, Paul. How you doing? Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'll make it quick. You know, I want to respond to not just something J.K. said today, but J.K., I don't think anybody knows who he pulls for. He's probably a Georgia fan, and he ain't had nothing to holler about for 42 years. And he's a big – he's a Nick Saban hater. And I would tell him to keep his day job and quit trying to be a prognosticator, but he probably doesn't even have a job. Probably at home collecting welfare and food stamps, hating on Nick Saban. I don't get it. I mean, I don't understand why J.K. hates Alabama so much, unless over the years Alabama's beat his team. I'd like to know
Alan,
who his team
is. Well,
Alan,
that is true. J.K. lives in Birmingham. Miami lost to Alabama, 2 years ago? They lost one of the most important games in Miami history. I think they were going for a three-peat when Alabama beat them in the 1992 national championship game. It was not a three-peat, but it was during a run for Miami that was pretty dominant. So I think he has a lot of bitterness toward Alabama, but a lot of people have bitterness toward Alabama because Alabama has been the dominant program in modern college football history. Joe is next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And hey, you hit the nail right on the coffin. I mean, you hit it right on the head, Paul. But J.K., don't nobody take him serious. I mean, he just, but like Larry said, I mean, you could record him and just play that over and over because it's the same story every time he calls in. He has no other, agenda or his mind don't think of other things besides just Alabama, how we're done with and we've never been nothing. We're never going to be nothing. Dynasties is over. I don't even know what you can call what a dynasty is anymore. I mean, so you win one every now and then. I don't really make it a dynasty, but he don't know, Paul. He don't know anything. But, hey, man, it's good to talk to you. I ain't talked to you here in a couple of weeks now myself.
Well, how have you been?
I've been doing good, Paul. I've been working a lot. I've been working pretty much every day. So, do a lot of yard work. So, helping people out and – this summer, I'm helping people out, and I'm not charging anything. I'm doing just helping people, especially elderly people, just because they've been loyal customers from me in the past. I'm just helping them out, doing what I can for them because some of them's not able to get out and do what they, yard work no more. So, hey, I'm just doing, just something to keep my mind busy, my body busy, doing something because I can't just sit around doing nothing. That ain't good for anybody to do. But it's good to hear
I'm
from
really
Lakin
glad to hear
again.
That, Joe. I know it's been a tough time, but hopefully better days ahead.
Oh, yeah. But it's good to hear Legend. I mean, he's going to culinary school to be a chef. Hey, that ain't no shame in doing that, nothing wrong with, learning. And I hope he does get to be on Ramsey's show. That'd be awesome. Especially, can you imagine him and Ramsey going at it? I mean, I could just see them in the kitchen. You talking about rattling pots and pans. That would be one well of a cooking show, Legend and Ramsey on there together. But anyway, Paul, glad you made it back to the station. That looked good down there down there by the beach. When you left a storm down there, but you made it going south as you was heading north. So everything turned out all right.
Yeah, I heard it's been really rough since we were there. Hey, thank you very much. It's been raining there as that tropical storm moves ashore. Squirrel is up next in Mississippi. Hello, Squirrel.
Joe's welcome to come over and cut my grass anytime he wants to.
He's only about 3.5-4 hours away.
That's okay. I'll give him some gas money. But no, if he wants to contact me on Twitter, I'll give him my address. And he's welcome to come over here and stay occupied. I've been starting another little project a few weeks ago, so I've been neglecting some of my own duties around here, so I could use some help. But appreciate Jeff, your COVID savior, bringing the heat today, commenting on the clowns that you bring on here, like on days like the past few days. And he was spot on with a lot of his comments, not getting in too deep in the weeds with those. And speaking of not being able to listen much, I didn't know if I had missed Legend, and I honestly was going to call in today and ask you, did he go back to prison or something, and I missed it. Because, I hadn't heard from him in a while, so it was good to hear him. And with your connections, couldn't you get him a job at Bright Star cutting garlic or onions or something like starting off?
I do have some pull there, you're right.
I'm about to say, you could get him started, on the way to the Michelin star that maybe he's hoping to achieve or something of that nature, James Beard Award or whatever he's trying to seek. But no, you got some good Bright Star connections from what I understand.
That used to be one of my go-tos. We would always, Jimmy would set us up in the Bear Bryant room.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite restaurants for sure. But no, seriously, when good luck to Legend, and when he graduates from culinary school and he puts in that application at Waffle House, he's welcome to use me as a reference. Thanks for taking my call. Aloha.
Man, it's like the Hall of Fame row here at the moment. Let's continue it. Jim is next.
Well, that's exactly what it is. That was a great call by Squirrel. That was funny, but I got to tell you something, Fine Bob. I don't call every time something flips up now, but I'll tell you what, that's the most classic call Ray has ever made in his life. That's sticking funny. His nose and wiping his ass and not going to fool my food. Now, yeah. That was classic. I'm telling you, that was classic.
That's
and you
old
know
Larry.
It.
That's vintage Larry.
That was better than vintage Larry. That was the greatest call he's ever made in his life. And then Squirrel backed it up. Waffle House special. I mean, you got to love this. You got to love. And you know what, Paul? I tell you, you reap what you sow, man. You say something and you put people down, you're going to reap back same stuff. That's what's going on. But I love that. That was great. This has been the last 10 minutes. This has finally been entertaining after some boring stuff, and I'm just being honest with you. And I just called my buddy Tim Brando, and I said, if you need a crying shoulder, you got mine. I'm your good friend still, and he knows that. I mean, Tim's a good guy. You know that.
So I take it, Jim, you don't like all the pundits that we had on from Destin.
I'm exactly like Jeff was today. From Jeff nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. But I'm not talking ball, but Jeff nailed it. You know it.
Well, we will take a respite from the punditry now that we're back. That's always more of a on-the-road deal, as you know.
I can't help but laugh. That call by Larry, it was totally hilarious. I mean, that should be on your replay. Y'all add that in where you got me and Tammy talking about, let me talk, Tammy. Then y'all say let Larry talk and put that in there.
Do you have any recollection of when that Tammy call was that you two were?
Yeah, it was you died 3 years ago. I'm saying it was 5 years ago.
Okay.
I think you're about close to 5 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. It's one of the all timers. That's why we play it.
Well,
every
yeah.
Day.
And of course, she's on it. That's the main thing. She's on it, you know. Okay, talk, she said. But I called that day, and we were really good friends, as you well know, and on the show. And that day she was talking and talking and talking. And then I said, put me on with Tammy. I want to get with her. And she kept talking. I said, let me talk, Tammy. And she said, well, okay, talk. Yeah, that was classic stuff. And at least her great voice was on there. That's what I love.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you. I'm glad we put Larry back on Mount Rushmore today.
I'm just glad the show got entertaining. I've been waiting every day for it. I promise you. All that boring stuff like Jeff said.
This hour alone, we had Legend and J.K.
I'm talking about yesterday and the day before, Paul.
Well,
that was boring.
You know, those are ESPN eyes days that we have to follow.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but you didn't used to do that. You didn't have to be obligated. And I like what Brando said. Hey, by the way. I said, when is this bat? When Tim said last night, you didn't want your bat phone ringing. I had Jeff explain it to me. He don't want the suits at ESPN talking to him. That's what he's talking about with you. And
Jim,
that's what it is.
This is a tough economy. I'm trying to hold on to this job as long as I can. And
Andy Brown, he said, how much has that boy got tucked away? And he said, he's got something tucked away. That's a lot. Paul, you got tons of money tucked away. We know that.
Yeah, but I love working. I mean, the money's no longer really relevant. It's
and plus,
it's
you got a wife that's probably making double what you make.
Who's that?
Your wife.
I wish.
Well, we know she's making. She ain't doing that for nothing, is she?
Well, no, but. I mean, you're going to get me making an Eli Drinkwitz gaffe here in a minute.
You know what's funny to me, Paul? I got you stuttering. I got you stuttering. That means I've got you on the edge of the cliff, man. I haven't had you on the edge of the cliff in about 4 or 5 years.
No, you're right. I'm stumbling. I'm stuttering.
Well, anyway, you ought to take it as a compliment. You got some great calls. I don't know about mine, but the last 15 or 20 minutes, classic stuff. I mean, classic.
You brought Jim. I know that you know our relationship is that we hate each other, but I appreciate you calling. It meant a lot.
I don't actually hate you, Paul. I really don't. I never have hated you.
Well, that makes me feel better.
I think you've hated me, though. I really believe that.
Jim, I know this sounds like we're in a bar talking, but I have never hated you.
Well, I know you didn't like me calling you out. I've called you out. But that's just me.
Jim.
That's me.
Would you like someone calling you out the way you called me out?
Well, you're irritating me. And when I get irritated, I get pretty down to earth.
I mean, Jim, do you think I like being put on the spot in front of millions of people like you have done to me?
You think you hadn't come back at me pretty worse than I ever got on you, Paul?
Jim.
Oh, come on.
No.
All right, well, I tell you what. I talked to my buddy Augie.
I mean, we're about to get into a serious argument here.
No. I've talked to my buddy Augie.
I think I have measured my responses to you.
Well, they've been measured pretty deep.
Well,
cut pretty deep.
It's a good subject. It's a good target.
I won't know. I-Man called today. I love to hear I-Man.
No, I-Man.
How about Augie?
Fortunately, no.
No, he's good. All right, we'll see whether they come in after I call. All right, maybe I'll bring them in.
But we're on a roll.
All right, see, thanks.
Thank you, all right, Jim. Bye. Appreciate it. Well, that's the beginning of a wonderful relationship there. We'll take a short break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Morning, 7 a.m. Marty and McGee will get your weekend started. Let's get right back to the calls. And Rick is up next in Houston. Good afternoon, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I'm a first-time caller.
Well, great.
And I really appreciate you guys letting me on.
Thank you.
I'm an LSU Tiger. I'm a third generation. And when I saw the Blue Bloods listed, I don't know, it just kind of irritated me. You know, you go back to 1959, you go to the years of Charlie McClendon, and his defense was unreal. I mean, they held Notre Dame to 0 yards rushing one game, and at the last minute, Notre Dame kicked a 3-point field goal. Boom, LSU lost. But, you know, LSU, I just think they get left
Rick,
out.
Rick, I think if you look at college football and you're talking about what are the 10 most important programs, LSU is in that conversation. They won a national championship in the 50s. They have won, you know, Nick Saban and of course, won since then, two since then.
They are
clearly part of the conversation, but I only listed four. I don't think they're in the top four.
No. I don't know.
Well,
I think they're better than Ohio State.
Really?
In the big 1.5. You know, Ohio State used to go out and beat Bowling Green and, you know, a girls' school and run up those scores and want to be judged against the SEC because they had a record. And when they go 11-0, they have
Ohio State has 8 national championships.
Well,
they won one in 2014. Before that, 2002. Now they took off 30 years, but they have been a pretty important. They've been a very important program lately.
So did LSU.
Yeah, it's always subjective, but I think today LSU with the hire of Brian Kelly is well back in the picture. And I know we can go, hey, well, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they won one, but we know that. Very, very legitimate program.
Well, 2019 was an incredible team. I don't think there's ever been a team like that.
No.
That won every damn award there was.
Sure.
Sure, we had to get our quarterback from Ohio State, but they were just too stupid to play the guy. They should have played him instead of the guy that they played.
Right.
Joe Burrow's is.
I remember going to the airport. Where was that game in New Orleans? At, you know, I mean, thinking that this was the best team I've ever seen. Now I've. It's a conversation. It's not a fact. It's a subjective. But I appreciate your call. And LSU doesn't need anyone to prop them up. I mean, the program is self-explanatory. Miss Pat is up next.
Hey, Paul.
Hey
do
there.
You want football stuff first or fun stuff?
Let's go fun. I've had enough football.
Okay, fun. Well, I was very envious last week when you were at the beach, but fun. Okay, today was Friday, so I had my mermaid group that we have happy hour every Friday, so we had that.
So what time do you start drinking is my question.
Well, we start the group at 3 and usually about 3:05.
Now,
is that good?
If you give me something to drink at 3 o'clock, I'm done. I'm not going to be able to survive the end of the day. Some people can drink champagne
but you don't
at
go
lunch
to bed
and
at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
See, I go to bed at 9 o'clock, so therefore, I just and it's easy. And then, see, once you have a couple of glasses of wine, then you have dinner, and so bingo. Anyway, that's what we do, and it's fun.
Okay. Well, I'm very envious of that.
Okay. Then fun football stuff. I would love to see Auburn and Oklahoma play because, as you know, I have a degree from each from Auburn when Pat Sullivan was there. I've told you before he was the year behind me, but I was at Oklahoma from 78 to 80 when Billy Sims was there.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
We went to all the games. Yeah, I got a master's there, and it was super.
No,
I've seen the best of both.
I mean, we talked a lot about Texas this week, but Oklahoma on anyone's schedule is going to really be a big deal.
Absolutely. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Miss Pat, in honor of you, I've just had my first drink. Thank you. Anthony is in New York. Good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Paul, thanks. Paul, I'm a big Notre Dame fan, and I've spoken to you a couple of times before, and I had a question about the NIL. I'm concerned Notre Dame is behind the times in terms of getting their football players NIL deals, and I know they lost Logan Diggs, and I just wanted your opinion if you think that, you know, it could affect recruiting in the future. Thanks for taking my call,
Paul. Thank you. The answer is yes. Marcus Freeman got off to a very fast start there, and he has slowed down a little bit. Now, Notre Dame is always going to be able to get players. There's no name in college football that resonates quite like Notre Dame. There are a few close, very close. But I don't think they can compete like most of the schools that we talk about here every day. They just don't. They don't have the money. You would say, well, they have the alumni all over the country, but it's not so much. Well, let me correct myself. It's not so much the money. It's the university is just set up differently, and I'm really interested how they continue as NIL gets even more uncontrollable. Let's take a break. More of your phone calls. Final few minutes of what has been an eventful week. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.